From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The group of 20, the world's biggest economies, is holding meetings in China Monday after host President Xi Jinping urged resistance to pressure to raise trade barriers. In an opening speech after gaveling the session to order Sunday, Mr. Xi called for an open global economy that promotes trade and investment. He urged participants to avoid protectionist measures. He said the meeting comes at an important turning point. The U.S. presidential campaign finds the two major party candidates opposed to free trade agreements, while opposition to globalization is said to be on the rise in Europe. In Hong Kong, a new wave of anti-China activists appears headed for victory in Hong Kong legislative elections from Sunday, with a record 58% turnout, the highest level since Britain handed the territory over to China in 1997. Official results haven't yet been released. Early signs, however, point to strong support for candidates from groups that emerged from the 2014 pro-democracy street protests. South Sudan's president has agreed to accept another 4,000 regional peacekeeping troops. The decision announced after a meeting in Juba with members of the UN Security Council that included U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power, who visited a refugee camp Saturday in Juba.
Every single individual we spoke to wants to go home, and they will go home, they say, as soon as there is security. When we asked each and every one in very different circumstances, each from different parts of the country, why aren't you going home? Why are you here? The answer was not, I want the food or I want the water. It was, I'm terrified.
Mr. Kiir had resisted earlier calls for more troops. The council threatened an arms embargo unless the government cooperates. This is VOA News.